How's it going? Ugh. We got to keep this short because our queues are still blown out. I've dedicated to XPO right now just to get that one down, but I did want to ask about a couple situations and then take down any updates you might have for us. And just FYI, these new Best Buy reps cannot reschedule a ticket to save their lives, and they're putting us on hold for like 10, 15 minutes at a time just trying to figure out how to do a copy job. And they have to be told, I'll explain it to them. You're going to have to create a new ticket because if you just reschedule what you have there, it's not going to reflect on our end. And they're like, okay, I just rescheduled it and reload it. Yes, it's still in a canceled status. I need you to put in a new ticket. And then they place me on hold. And we are low agents right now because of training on top of people being sick. And these DoD holds are killing us quite a bit. Yeah, it's like they've given up on doing a good job. I don't know. These new agents, it's to the point where I'll have to call back as soon as I can tell if this agent's going to be able to get what needs to be done done. Okay. Which one? Carnesha. Yeah. Right. Well, the one that I found it because Walter sent over time frames and I was calling for time frames and the customer was like, well, no, I have a water line installed. You guys installed it. My machine is just, it's only putting out ice, it's not putting out water. So I mean, that was a scheduled water line install for tomorrow. But Best Buy sent it over, they didn't even have redo notes on it. And then the other situation, it's from an order from May of 2020, where the customer's Bosch dishwasher needed a repair, like the drain pump needs to be replaced, but the technicians couldn't remove it and they blamed it on our installation. So I told her, well, our installations are only covered, you know, for a year, you're past that date. And then I called the DoD and explained the situation and she gave me, I emailed TCM about it, but she gave me a breeze code and said they could send us out to do a paid uninstallation for this. But I didn't know if it was a Bosch. So, I mean, right. I've never run into that before. So I'm just asking for advice if this was properly handled or if I should have just referred her to Bosch or Best Buy. Because I. Okay. Right. See, the issue, I guess it's something they say that we did because they just said it was installed in such a way that they can't uninstall it, but it's been working since May of 2020, and now a part in the actual dishwasher is broken, so that wouldn't even warrant a service call if she called us about it within a year. I just don't understand. It sounds like those guys just don't know how to uninstall a Bosch dishwasher because they're not from Bosch. Like Mike's delivery service, do they still work for us? Well, that's who was on this order. And I added them to see if they can give me any insight on, what might be causing it to be difficult to remove, because I know Bosch's are different from other dishwashers. And Best Buy sent out techs instead of somebody from Bosch, because Bosch doesn't have anybody to service her within 100 miles that will return her phone call, because they're short staffing everywhere. I'm not asking them to do that. What I'm asking is for Best Buy to pay them to go and install that for the repairman. So, right, uninstall is not a paid. Exactly, which we wouldn't do, because I put that in the email. I was like, we wouldn't reinstall a repaired appliance. And the customer was thinking that I was going to be able to tell them, yeah, we can send someone out to uninstall and repair and fix. And I had explained to her that we do not repair appliances. So that's as far as XPO can help with this. And that would be to just uninstall the appliance for the repair team. But if the repair team was there to repair the dishwasher and reinstall it, you would imagine that they should be capable of reinstalling it if we uninstall it. I did get a breeze code regarding it. I let Best Buy know, so it's in there. Oh, she was. I understand that she's frustrated, but I mean, these are all Best Buy issues. So, for real, we haven't had much issue with Home Depot orders. The only issue we run into with Home Depot is PCR, but there's no service provider assigned, so we can't do anything with that over here. We can't assign it to a PCR. We can't open it up without a service provider. And I remind the agents to check their service details all the time. Like, I'm honestly proud of Callie for just making a service call and not messing up that part. So, like, notes. Yeah. Yeah, she's my strongest trainee, and she's never worked in a call center. The other two have worked here before. Trajan is adding delivery fees where they don't need to be at. I'm like, at least he's adding them this time. He's adding the fees this time. No, he was just adding delivery fees where they completed an install. But he also has been out with, he's been quarantined as well. So he's just now getting back after being gone for a week and a half. And yeah, I have too many clients. We have too many clients, and we have a bunch of agents in training. And I'm trying to coordinate another training class for XPO with Chuck and Jarvis. So if that's something we can work out, last time they were new hires, and that was easier because they didn't have a bunch of other stuff floating around in their head. But at the end of the class, for one, when we get a new hire class, a lot of people are applying just to keep getting their unemployment. So we'll get a new hire class and they'll stay for training and then bye. Yeah. As soon as they're scheduled, isn't what they want it to be. Right. Right. And we took they've poached people from the skill for other clients that need dedicated agents. So they picked their better people, which leaves me with the less skilled to work with. And I'm only here Monday through Wednesday as far as weekdays are concerned. And I'm never here later than I'm only here until 6 on Monday, 4 on the weekdays, and then 3 on the weekends. I really need a whimpered to step up and actually oversee what these agents are doing. Yeah, I just, the problem is getting him to do so, because it's not like it's the first time I've mentioned it. But right. Right. Well, with ASK, I can tell you what's going on is when Last Mile left, that was a, we had XPO dedicated agents back then because Last Mile was such a huge campaign. So now they've been replaced with all these smaller campaigns, and everybody's getting trained on this, and everybody's getting trained on a bunch of new systems and having to deal with a bunch of new SOPs, but they're not the only ones that we lost as a result of the pandemic, because people, there's less money to go around and stuff got outsourced or businesses closed. So it's been a real mess. So they're trying to make up all that lost business from the pandemic with these smaller clients, but they're paying more for dedicated agents, but then we can't get a class of new hires, a full class of new hires to show up because nobody wants to work anymore. Well, it seems that way. That's just my, I can't imagine, because I always want to have a job, so I can't imagine that mindset. But I'm going to get back on these phones. So you're going to reach out to Best Buy on behalf of that one customer? All right. Thank you so much. And if you want to email me, I'm happy to update her otherwise. All right. And one day I'll have the CyberSource things figured out, but Marvin's been out on leave. Like, it's just impossible to touch base with people with the call volume and find out when they're going to be here. But we'll make it through. I know. I should add all of them to the email so they can respond to it. And I'm here today. That's what I'm going to do. It'll be a minute because I got to compile the list and make sure everyone's aware. Hey, be on the lookout for a reply to this email. All right. Thank you. You take care. Bye.